This is a taped interview on March the 18th, 1994 with Clifford Holder. Brother Holder, let me ask you, first of all, again, to name your father and name your mother.
My father and my name is John Franklin Holder. And my mother's maiden name is Holder also. She's first cousin of Daddy Green Holder.
Okay. I think last time you told me a little bit about how they met. You remember that?
Well, they grew up together, I guess. Right in the same neighborhood. I was raised here in this general vicinity.
Here in Jacksonville.
It's part of the county up here. Jacksonville.
Okay. They live here somewhere in the Roy Webb community? Is that where it is now?
Somewhere in the general vicinity of this Asbury, I think. Maybe back over this way from Asbury.
Okay.
Somewhere, I don't know. It's in the general vicinity. It was what they call Beat 8. That was the beat, the polling beat that they was living on.
Okay.
All the older generation is
right here close. Well, that's good. And it's good that people got to live that close together, too, then. That's something we don't get to do too much today.
And now there's more Holders and older descendants in this area than any other area that I know of.
Right. They all still stay pretty close.
I just happened to wander back in.
Right. They have a way of doing that, though. We have a way of wandering back home again. How old were they when they got married?
How old? Mm-hmm. I think he was 19 and I believe she was 16.
Okay. So pretty old for that.
Relatively young, though. I thought she was 16. She might have been just 15. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
She was young.
Well, and I don't know too much about that time, but you mentioned they were first cousins. Was there any thing against cousins marrying then? There weren't any regulations then, were there?
No regulations. I don't know. A lot of places, cousins married.
Right. I didn't think that came along until later.
But a lot of areas of people got to marry cousins.
Right. Well,
But that wasn't the reason they married, because they were cousins.
Right. Right. Well, a lot of the foreign nations, the kings and all, they did try to do that because they wanted to keep that same seed line. And so they did that a lot. I was just wondering about them. How many children did they have?
They were 11 all told. One died when she was about 7 years old, the baby.
Okay.
The youngest one died when she was about 7 years old.
What caused it?
I never did know exactly. I think it was some kind of kidney ailment. I think measles settled in her kidney, I think, and she was sick for 2 or 3 years before she died.
Right. Were y'all still sharecropping then?
Yeah.
Well, how did the doctor come to the house, or?
I think all of us probably born at home.
Okay.
Because we went to the hospital.
Right. When she got sick, did the doctor come out and check on her, or?
Yeah, well, that was generally a rule back then. Doctor McCaskill, they had a come through.
Right.
Maybe twice a week, something like that, when he was sick. Anybody got sick, he'd call the doctor. He'd come, going to the office and waiting for
him. Right. Well, that's good. Name all of the children, your brothers and sisters and everybody, and try to name them, you know, oldest to youngest.
Well, you want that full given name? Or?
Well, just what you called them, be fine.
Well, Wesley was the oldest. Chester, he was the second. I was the third. Endeavor, Ed, Shelf, Mildred, Claudine, Lee, J.P., and Mary Helen was one that died. They was, all of them was spaced 2 years apart except Deborah and I. She was 3 years younger.
Okay. So every 2 years you're having a new brother or sister then. Well, that's a pretty big family, too.
There was three of them born on the same day of the year. January 8th.
That's
Wesley and I. And Claudine and Mildred.
All same day.
All were born on the same day.
That is unusual. I've heard it, you know, a couple people doing that, but three people is unusual in one family for the same day. Let me, you think of anything else about your family? I've got some other things to talk about, but you might think of something else about them. Do you know your mother and father know anything about their parents?
My mother's daddy died when she was about 13 years old. But my daddy, he died when I was pretty much a baby, you know. Might have been a year or two old when he died. I don't remember anything about it.
Right.
I know his youngest daughter was about my age.
Right.
Of course, that was my daddy's half-sister. He had four children by second wife. I don't know. I'd have to count them up, see how many you had.
Right.
First one, they were big family then.
Right.
He was a baby over here. He was his mother's baby. She died when he was relatively small.
Right. Well, what did your grandfather do on your dad's side? What did he do for a living?
He's farming.
He's farming too.
Yeah, he was on a raised farm.
Was he a sharecropper too?
Yeah. I don't think he ever owned any land.
Okay.
One brother that owned some land, Uncle Jeff. My daddy's uncle, he owned a little farm up here.
Right. Did they fight in the Civil War?
No, my daddy's great granddaddy was Civil War veteran.
Okay.
Granville, I believe. Granberry. Oh, he was my daddy's granddaddy.
Right.
He was Civil War veteran. What you call a rebel, I guess.
Right. Let me ask you something about the food and some of that other stuff back then that you can remember. You remember what you ate growing up as far as what the average meal was?
Well, there's Moon and Neil, we called Moon Neil dinner, and and the evening meal supper.
Right.
And this is vegetables, you know, bread, cornbread, we eat a lot of cornbread. Lunch and supper.
Right.
And then supper, whatever. And we basically we had maybe a ham, sausage, eggs, butter, syrup for breakfast. Most of the time, biscuits. We had biscuits most always for breakfast. There was times when the time got kind of lean, we did have to eat a little bit of cornbread for breakfast.
Right, right.
Not often. And,
I've heard that sharecroppers generally ate meat, meal, and molasses. That was that they didn't get a whole lot of fresh vegetables.
We always had during the vegetable growing season we had our vegetables we wanted.
Okay.
We always managed to get a garden spot.
Right, right. Now that was some. Was that separate from
some,
what?
Some sharecroppers didn't. Some landlords didn't let them have a garden.
Okay. So that was separate. You didn't have to give him anything out of your garden.
No, nothing out of the garden. We always planted some watermelons, cantaloupe, sweet potatoes, ice potatoes. We'd raise enough sweet potatoes to last the same through the winter.
Right.
And ice potatoes, they'd rise. They keep them better than we better than I can keep them now.
Right.
I can't keep the potatoes. But we'd heal up the sweet potatoes, we'd pile them up in a pile and take the corn stalks and stack around them, you know.
Right.
And put the straw on that and cover it with dirt. And those potatoes would keep dry in there, and we'd they have a hole at the bottom of this and then pull potatoes out.
Right.
Just out in the open, you know, down in the city.
And keep them all winter that way.
Yeah. The ice potatoes, we'd pile them in a field or something, you know, put some sacks over and keep them freezing.
Right. How big of a garden spot did you have? How big of a garden spot did you have?
We used to have maybe for a quarter to a half acres for a garden, but sometimes it's like maybe a half an acre in watermelon. And, maybe a quarter of an acre in sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Maybe that makes a nice potato.
That's good. Did you ever, I know they called it back then advance, where the where the landowner would give you an advance, and they called it advance, on as far as food and some other things.
We never did depend on the landlord for that. Papa always went to the bank and borrowed money to make the crop on, and the first cotton was sold, he paid the bank off.
Paid the bank off.
Then we started getting our fall clothes and things like that.
Okay. So you always got it from the bank and not from the landowner.
Yeah, we always. I don't remember them ever borrowing any from the landlord.
Okay. Well, how would the bank let you have money if you're sharecropping? How would the bank loan you money?
Well, he would make a deal with him to earn so much interest, you know, borrow it on his crop.
Okay, on your crop then.
That was on the. More or less like a signature loan, you know, yeah.
Right.
He pretty well acquainted with several bankers.
He established some credit and all that.
Yeah, he borrowed some. Well, he got bankers. Montgomery was one of them, and Anderson. borrowed money from Jim Wood and Jacksonville. I mean, you heard of the Woods, I guess.
Right.
Jim was, he was president of First National Bank in Jacksonville for years. He got some loans, bad loans out. He resigned to get out of it. His son taking over on the press of the bank.
Right.
That's the odd point.
Yeah, well, so you got